Don Lemon seeks dismissal of federal charges over Minnesota church protest. Former CNN host Don Lemon has asked a federal judge to dismiss the charges brought against him in connection with an anti-immigration enforcement protest at a Minnesota church. The January protest against immigration and customs enforcement operations interrupted a worship service at the church. Lemon, who was charged with violating federal civil rights laws, argued that he was not participating in the protest, but was there only to document the events. Lemon's attorneys filed a motion on August 7th claiming the indictment against their client was the result of vindictive prosecution. The filing called the charges flagrant and blatant efforts to punish a journalist for his protected conduct warrant further discovery into the government's motive and an evidentiary hearing. They cited President Donald Trump's previous negative comments about Lemon as evidence of bias. On January 18th, Lemon attended a protest at Minneapolis City's church at the height of ICE action in Minneapolis. He was arrested by federal agents in Los Angeles on January 29th. He and eight other defendants were charged with one count of conspiracy against the right of religious freedom at a place of worship under 18 U.S. Code Section 241 in February of this year. The defendants are also charged with one count of injuring, intimidating, or interfering with the right of religious freedom at a place of worship under 18 U.S.C. Section 248. Together, the charges carry a fine of up to $20,000 and a maximum of 10.5 years in prison. Lemon pled not guilty in February, denying any wrongdoing. The YouTube creator argued that the protests were an exercise of the demonstrators' federally protected rights and were not in violation of any laws. Federal prosecutors announced in early June that dozens of anti-immigration enforcement protesters who interrupted the Minnesota church service will not face state criminal charges. However, the Department of Justice is continuing to pursue criminal civil rights charges against 39 people, including Lemon. Footage of the event shows demonstrators in the aisles, chanting anti-ICE slogans, and the indictment alleges they hindered those in the church from exiting, even allegedly harassing children. Demonstrators were seen chanting, "Justice for Renee Good," referring to a woman fatally shot by federal agents in connection with anti-ICE protests. The DOJ eventually charged dozens in connection with the church protest. St. Paul City Attorney Irene Cao commented on the decision not to charge some of the protesters, saying a review of the footage and other evidence available to criminal prosecutors caused her office to determine that not all those involved should be prosecuted under Minnesota statutes. Current evidence is insufficient to meet that standard for criminal charges under Minnesota state statutes, Cao said, adding that the decision not to prosecute should not be interpreted as an endorsement of unlawful behavior or public disorder. The decision not to charge some of the protesters was criticized by one of the pastors of the church where the protest took place. According to the St. Paul City Attorney's logic, it is perfectly fine for agitators to invade a mosque, a cathedral, or a temple, intimidate the families and children inside, and shut down their religious gathering. Just call it a protest, City's church lead pastor Jonathan Purnell said in a statement. Lemon's live stream was at the center of the investigation, and Assistant Attorney General Harmeet Dhillon responded to the video on X, quoting Lemon, saying that a house of worship isn't a forum for public protest. It is a space protected from exactly such acts by federal criminal and civil laws. Dhillon, who leads the Office of Civil Rights, said in a January 18th post, "You're on notice." The DOJ did not immediately respond to the Epoch Times request for comment. Stacey Robinson and Tom Ozimek contributed to this report.